Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Today, we're going to talk about unlocking the power of decisions. Three questions that will change your business.
It's very important, Michael, to ask sometimes questions to make sure that, you know, we improve our business and not only improve, but change overnight sometimes our business and especially the direction we are going as a business owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first question, I will start with the first question, Michael, and we will expand. What do you think you should do?
Well, let's say we've got in front of us a number of possibilities that might lead us to ask that question. Should we buy this other business? Should we buy this new piece of machinery that might change the way we produce our product? Should we move to another state because the market doesn't seem to be very strong where we are? Any one of those could be, what do you think you should do? What's our answer to what do you think you should do?
So what we are suggesting to answer this question is to lay out all the options you have in front of you on a piece of paper. Write it down. It's important because I swear if I write it down, in my case, I maybe for the listeners, you don't have to write it down. But if you write it down, you look at that and you start assessing which is the best option and start putting pros and cons.
Mm-hmm. And I think the important piece that you're also saying is that we rarely have just a single choice. It isn't rarely a yes or no. It's a should be do A, B, C, or D. So Anna is saying you have to write it out to begin to comprehend it, lay out the choices. And you always have to sometimes look for the other choices. We can do nothing. We can do more of. We can do less of. We can do something we've never done before. Lay them out. Do the pros and cons of each. In other words, force yourself to reframe your problem from a number of different perspectives and think it through. It isn't just a yes, no. Mm-hmm. That's too simplified.
And you can ask some of your advisors. We hope you have a mentor or mentors. Mm-hmm. Ask them. Ask your accountants, you know, whichever you consider as a business advisors in your business, ask them. They may give you an option you have not thought about and write it down again and ask them, why are you suggesting that? Because if you have not thought about this option, you have to understand where they're coming from.
I've got another example to get people to really understand what Anna and I are trying to offer to you. Let's say someone came to you and said, I want to buy your business. And they name a number that really sounds, wow, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. What do you think you should do? Well, first lay out your options. You could sell to that person for that money. You could stay in the business for another 5 years and grow it further, and it would be worth more perhaps. And maybe that money being offered to you isn't all that good. Can you make that kind of money by investing it, or are you better off to keep running the business? Third option is, why don't you buy their business? See, we've already got three options. There may be other options we could think about. Maybe you should cast about to see if somebody else wants to buy your business.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is interested, absolutely. If somebody is interested, it means that you're attractive. So maybe the price they're suggesting is not so lucrative. Like Michael said, maybe you should ask two times that price. Again, you can talk to some of your advisors in that case also, and they can probably point you in the right direction. So Michael, what is the question number two?
Okay, after you answer the question, what do you think you should do, that and lay out those options. Now you have to ask yourself, what other information would help you to make a good decision here? What other things don't you know that you need to know? And that's a tough question to ask. What don't you know? Do you know what you don't know? Writing it out the way Anna suggested is going to bring some of those, I don't know what the value of my firm really is in the marketplace. I don't know how to evaluate my business. I need to go to somebody who will help me do that. We're beginning to lay out what you don't know. That's important as a second step.
But again, we've talked about advisors here. They will help you. What you don't know, they'll tell you.
And even other small business owners that you like to interact with. It's amazing. You can look at their business and see things you know they don't know when you think about it. It's harder to see your own business. So you ask them, what am I missing here? What don't I know that I should know? And then listen.
Yes, absolutely. Peer-to-peer advising is extremely important. You don't have to feel as an island. Talk to your other business, the other business owners, because sometimes they're in a different industry, but the advice they'll give you will pertain to your business also. So ask them. They will let you know. And then, of course, you have to assess that. The other question is, what would have to be true, for all the choices you laid down already to make sure that I can resolve that issues? Because you will receive a lot of feedback, a lot of options out there, which one it is true and which one pertain to my business and to myself also. Because as you know, touching the business, a lot of times small business owners, you're touching your family also.
Mm-hmm. That question really, to me, I love it, and I ask it often because it also forces out the assumptions one is making. So when I'm facing somebody who wants to buy my business, and I have to ask myself, well, what's the issue for me? The issue for me is that I would like to have the income stream or the income in the bank that I can do certain things for my family. I'm going to go right back with what you just said on it. So maybe that's the ultimate issue. So now what has to be true? If I sell the business and I put that in the bank, can I grow it fast enough to support my family? Will I be happy that the business is gone, but I don't know what to do with myself? What has to be true? Will I find happiness and the comfort of supporting my family? If I buy their business, what would have to be true? Well, there are assumptions there that I could grow their business. Can I? I don't know. Do I know enough to grow it? Can I find the capital to buy their business? What has to be true there? Can I keep their employees in place because the business is successful now, but if I buy it from them and I lose some of the employees, can I keep the business or will the business falter because I've lost key employees? I've seen that happen. So what are the assumptions we make in looking at each of our choices? We have to bring them up by saying, what has to be true for this to work? What has to be true for choice A? What has to be true for choice B? If those things aren't going to be likely to be true, then we should back away from those options.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And our last question, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you will feel if you choose and act on each one of your choices?
Now we turn to the emotional side of things. Yes. The other questions were the analytical piece.
Yes. Yes. The other two are more analytical. You're absolutely correct. You're collecting all the information. You're laying it down, pros, cons now, because not a lot of times, we usually make choices with our hearts and justify it through our mind. So it's extremely important. I know it's the last question, but extremely important to tie everything together.
Yeah. Let's be honest. When you sell a product, you're really selling it on emotion. The person will come up with a value for it later on, but they're really buying it because you've appealed to their emotion. So in this case, then you have to ask, if I choose option A, how will I feel? Not immediately, but over the longer term. If I choose option B, will I feel better than if I chose an option A? Again, what are your emotions telling us? Because you're going to have to deal with those emotions. If you fail with choosing A or choosing B, can you deal with a failure? Because that's part of being in business. And if you know that's going to haunt you, then maybe you need to back away from one of those options. Or both options, find a third option. Mm-hmm. But you do have to deal with your emotions. I know the first time I had to tell somebody they weren't going to work for my company anymore, that was very difficult. And I put it off because it was very difficult. It was my emotions at play. Yep. And I finally had to reach the point where I realized it was not good for my team, the other two or three people who worked for me, to have one person who wasn't doing their job.
Michael.
But I had to deal with the feelings.
Full disclosure here, I was struggling 2 years, 2 years with the same question, I should have done this earlier, but our emotions are like, we're human.
Yeah, we are.
But I think that if I could have laid down what we are sharing with our listeners back then, and I saw everything on paper, I probably will not be struggling the way I struggled during that time. It was more emotional. It was a lot of it is in was in my mind at that time. I received a lot of advice that I should act, but the emotions took over instead of me writing down all these pros and cons, and if this happens, choice A and B, and I had plan of attack. And I was so lucky that my sister stepped in and said, no worries, we'll handle it. So now I will not do it. But we, as a business owners, we grow and we learn from our mistakes. I will not do what I used to do. And that's why we are trying to protect you.
I think the important message here too, because emotions are tough to deal with. We can do the analytical fairly directly. I think the emotions are tough, but by naming it, by my saying to myself, I'm being emotional about this, quit being so emotional and just get at the impact on the business, then I can make the decision. And it's the naming that helps. So, okay, I've got to admit, I like this person. They've done good work for me, but I've got to let them go because they don't fit anymore. That's hard.
Yeah.
I worked recently with a client who I think they had that same struggle going on. The person had been a good employee, but they'd now advanced them to a position where it wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they had to finally kind of push aside the emotions that said that it's a good person. Yeah, but they're hurting the business now. They're really hurting the business. And then they said, all right, we've named it. Now we can go ahead. We're going to let them go.
Sometimes, I mean, because you grow, your business is growing. So sometimes you outgrow the people who are working in your company. You need a different skill set. So I know it's emotional, but if you would like to have a business tomorrow and if you would like your business to grow, you cannot hold on these emotions for a long time.
In fact, I was recently in a group where I said, you got to be willing to change the hats. So you've got the hat as owner, and you got the hat as friend. And you got to put the owner hat on at certain times in order to save the business.
That's
even
correct.
Though the friend hat says you don't want to do this. Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
So unlock the power of your decisions by asking three questions that will change your business, and we think for the better.
Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.